step into the Rincón Colombiano on a Saturday night and you'll probably have trouble finding a seat. There's just a few tables, a long counter, tonight all full. The cooler is stocked with cans of Colombian soda. Univision plays up on the TV. And in back, owner Beatriz de la Cruz and her two daughters barely have room to move in this tiny kitchen. There's lots of different dishes coming through the swinging door onto those tables. I came for the empanadas. I asked Rosalena, one of the daughters, to explain what the empanada means to her.
Es la raíz de nosotros.
It's our roots, she says. All of them, all Colombians, grew up with empanadas. The cornmeal, the meat, the potatoes. It's who we are, she says.
Sí, somos nosotros, la empanada.
Every culture has its starchy staple, some kind of dough filled with something delish. In Poland, it's the pierogi. In Japan, it's the gyoza. In East Africa, it's mandazi. In most of Latin America, it's the empanada. Making an empanada is simple but profound.
Básicamente es de maíz. Es la masa de maíz.
Basically, it's cornmeal, she says. You cook the meal until it gets to a certain texture, then you grind it up. That's the masa, the dough.
Now, the guiso. The guiso is inside the empanada. They come with mashed potato. Potato, we have to mash it. They have salsa with onions, tomatoes, garlic, cumin, and saffron. And beef.
Rosalena rolls out the masa, spoons in some of that stew filling, folds it over, and seals the edge with a round piece of tin.
Okay, eat, then what?
Fry.
Fry it in pots of oil and serve it up with a little dish of salsa.
Inicialmente cuando se abrió, era
when Beatriz, Rosalena's mom, arrived in New Hampshire and opened El Rincón 12 years ago, they say it was the first Colombian restaurant in the state. 12 years later, it's only 6 o'clock, and Rosalena's already rushing to make a new batch of masa to fill the latest order. For NHPR News, I'm Natasha Haverty.